T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, there was a particular group of students in their student section that was chirping the whole game. So I just let them know that I thanked them for their time here. You know, I haven't lost here, so they make me feel at home, and I really enjoy the atmosphere here.
Ethan Happ last night. Badgers get the victory 56-51, saying adieu to the Minnesota fan base as they go up to the barn. The Badgers do win their 6th straight. Joining us from BadgersInsider.com, it's Ben Wergel, Badger. Hey, what's up?
Hey, Benny.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Benny, Bart and I have had a little conflict yesterday in the show. What conflict?
But I was going to bring that up. Go ahead.
No, you want to set it up, go ahead. You and I got a difference of opinion about conference championships.
Okay, so
go ahead.
Chuck, when he does his updates, keeps saying like, and I don't want to critique his sports updates because they are award-winning.
Yeah.
He was the
2017
Sports Update of the Year.
Yes,
Chuck
in the state
Freeman.
Of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I don't want to critique him, but he's always like, the Badgers, you know, win. They're now one game back in the Big Ten. Or, you know, I see people like tweeting over the weekend, you got to root for Purdue to beat Michigan State because then the Badgers will gain. And I'm just thinking, when it's these sort of power conferences, who cares if you win the big, like the Badgers obviously would rather win the Big Ten conference regular season than not, but really, I just don't think it matters. Am I right or is Chuck still hanging on to the 80s?
Oh, I think it matters.
No.
I certainly think it does. I mean,
so you're both wrong.
More to the mid-major conferences, because if you win your regular season, you're guaranteed to play somewhere in the postseason.
Right.
You know, for power conference schools, there's a lot of them that have the goals set on the ultimate prize. I think those are more goals like at Duke and Kentucky, North Carolina, Kansas, that they're always striving for the national championship. And that's still a goal at Wisconsin. Wisconsin has been very close here in the last handful of years. But the step that you want to take is you want to play your best in the non-conference season to get ready for the Big Ten. And you want to play your best in the Big Ten to get ready for the postseason, first the Big Ten tournament, then the NCAA tournament. That this winning the regular season in the Big Ten is still a goal on their list. And now that it's 20 conference games, it's a tremendous grind. The Big Ten is as good top to bottom as it's been in my 15-plus years covering it. Some of the results here over the last several weeks kind of justify that, with Illinois knocking up Michigan State at home. And that's just one example of many, that it still is a badge of honor, I think, to walk away as the Big Ten regular season champion. Now, does it guarantee you anything in the postseason? No, of course not. But it's still a championship, and it still means a lot to these guys to be able to get to that point. And that's kind of where we're at this point now. Wisconsin has won 6 in a row. They're playing very good basketball. Will it be enough here for them to overcome some of those early season Big Ten struggles, where you lose at home to Minnesota, you lose at home to Purdue, you give away a game at Maryland? I mean, that's been it for Wisconsin, their 3 losses. And they're playing with a ton of momentum now that you almost need to go into Michigan this Saturday and win to kind of give yourself a realistic chance at walking away with a share of this title here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, like I said, you know, they're in a third-place tie in the Big Ten right now. You might say, well, geez, third place, who cares? But it's going to help their seeding. I mean, when you got one of the best conferences, or maybe arguably the best conference in college basketball, the Big Ten, man, the higher you finish in the conference, the better your seed is going to be. And we all know the better the seed is in the NCAA tournament, not the easier road it is, but I mean, let's face it, probably it is.
Yeah, the key is not to look at what your ranking is from the coaches poll or the AP poll.
Mm-hmm.
It's looking at this new net ranking that the NCAA came out with this year. It's replacing the RPI in terms of seeding that takes into account the teams you play, where you play them, and a whole bunch of other factors. And Wisconsin's 12th in the net rankings. And that hasn't been updated through, it was through the 5th. So it's a couple days old now, and Wisconsin just got a really good road win yesterday. And road wins count a little bit more in the metrics. So Wisconsin could be, you know, lurking just outside the top 10 here. Well, they are lurking outside the top 10. They could be within the top 10 here by this weekend. And this stretch here, we talked about it previously, is very, very challenging for Wisconsin. Also is going to define their season, where they had a road game at Nebraska, home against Maryland, at Minnesota, and then the two Michigan schools back-to-back. Now, Michigan State is reeling now with a couple of really bizarre losses. I mean, you lose at Purdue, fine, that's one thing, but then you lose at home to Indiana, which they lost 7 straight, then you lose at Illinois, which is just not a very good team.
Mm-hmm.
So not only Michigan State doesn't look as invincible as they were, and Michigan, you've already beaten Michigan once, and you did it at home, and you did it with your defense. And that's been the one thing on this winning streak that's been consistent for Wisconsin. The Badgers were not a good shooting team last night. You know, just 34.5% from the field, 6 of 22 from three-point range. They missed 6 free throws, but they only committed 6 turnovers. They did not commit a foul in the first half, and they held Minnesota to a season low 51 points, and I think Minnesota was 1 of 13 from three-point range. That defense really started in the second half against Maryland, and their performance against Michigan a couple weeks ago at the Kohl Center when they knocked off a previously unbeaten team was probably their best defensive performance to that point this year. And it's even gotten better here over the last couple of weeks. So Saturday's going to be very, very interesting to kind of be a good barometer of how much Wisconsin has grown and where they need to go if they want to really make, really get a high seed in the NCAA tournament and win the Big Ten, which is one of their goals.
Here's what I get tired of defending with the Wisconsin Badgers. They win a game last night, 56-51 at Minnesota. I was at the Bucks game. I didn't see the game, but it sounds like the game was a tractor pull. You know, you're laying out some of those stats there. But I get tired of defending. Oh, geez. Somebody will look at Wisconsin and say, 56-51. God, that's the top 25 team or that's a top 15 team. You know, because they get a lot of ugly wins or they'll have wins like last night. But that, see, that doesn't matter to me. A win is a win, whether you win it like 56-51 or 75-55. But a win like that, a gritty win like that, counts in my books.
No, that's the opposite of what you were saying earlier about the Bucks.
How?
I said they won 148-129. A win's a win. Who cares if they gave up 129 points?
I didn't say I was pissed off about it. I said the players were pissed off about it.
Oh.
I said I told you, the players were not happy they gave up 128 points. The players weren't. I would rather be bad offensively than defensively, because defensively, your defense should be there every night.
Well, it could be worse. You know, it could be a 13-3 Super Bowl or a 47-24 game like this on the ACC last week. And, you know, the game was entertaining to me. Maybe it's because I'm used to this brand of Wisconsin basketball to a degree. You know, there's some exceptions to it. The Final Four year, they were tremendously athletic and put up some gaudy point totals. But, you know, Wisconsin has been very dominant here over the last couple of weeks, and they've been entertaining games. I mean, the game against Maryland on Friday was incredibly entertaining. And Wisconsin won by 8 in game play in the 60s. This game was ugly from a shooting perspective, but still had a lot of drama to it. I mean, it was very close throughout the second half. Each team kind of went on their little spurts. I think no team led by more than 10, but then that was Wisconsin in the second half. They led wire to wire, but Minnesota was right there the whole time. And you have to give Wisconsin a lot of credit for their defense, because that helped them when they were so poor in the first half. But they shoot under 30% in the first half. They missed a lot of really easy shots around the rim, but yet they were leading by 3 because of all those things I mentioned earlier, the ball security, the lack of fouls. And you watch a guy like Ethan Happ play, and you just have to just appreciate the run of big men that Wisconsin has had over the last several years. You know, you have Happ, you have Frank Kaminsky, it's so many other guys I can name before him. And then you look, and then Nate Reavers is coming down the pipe. And Nate Reavers, playing his first collegiate game in his home state, goes up for 9 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 blocks. And you know that, man, they're just going to get another good post player in behind Happ. It's just an impressive run that Wisconsin's been on. And really, and Gard even mentioned this last night, the turnaround for this program really started at the tail end of last year when they knocked off Purdue, which I think was 6 at the time at the Kohl Center. Such a lost season for Wisconsin. Nothing was going right. Then they knocked off Purdue, and Guard said that was the best defensive effort he's seen in his tenure at Wisconsin. And that's kind of when the switch flipped. And they really have gotten back to their fundamental defensive roots since that point. And for the most part this year, they've played very good defense. A couple slip-ups here and there, giving up 84 to Purdue. But this is the identity of Wisconsin. And even though Wisconsin has maybe had some of their best seasons when they're playing their best offense, they always have that defensive pillar in their back pocket. And that's why I think the Badgers, no matter who's on their roster, will always be a team that can be competitive, because when you play that way, you have a chance to neutralize teams that are better than you.
Ben Wergel, appreciate it. BadgersInsider.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.